example flight, and then talk about the obvious problems. Number one is a flight if you're going from LA to, let's say, Australia. Okay, there's a flight, used to be Qantas Flight 12. It left from LA at 10:30 p.m. LAX. At 10:30 p.m. Let's say you're leaving on Sunday. Okay, if you take that flight, you will land in Sydney at 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Now let's analyze what happened on this flight. Forget about the dateline for a minute. Forget about the dateline. Let's forget about the date for a minute. Forget the Sunday, Tuesday. If you take off from LAX, okay, here's your map of the world right here. Actually, you're going to go off. No, here's your map of the world. You take off from LA, which is over here, and you're flying to Australia, which is over here. Now, if you take off at 10:30 at night, let's say this is LA over here, okay, and this is Australia over here. Now, this time of year, let's say it's 17 hours ahead, which means when you take off at 10:30 p.m., it's 5:30 p.m. in Australia. Okay. Now forget about the day of the week. Not important right now. When it's 10:30 in LA, it's 5:30 in Australia. So when you take off in LA, it's dark. Right? You're taking off, it's dark. And now you're flying basically, at this point it's 10:30 p.m. Now it's in Australia, it's the sun is about to set. Right? So it's basically dark in LA, it's getting dark in Australia. You take off at 10:30 p.m., okay, and you land, let's say 14 hours later or so, and it's now 6 a.m. in Australia. What you basically did was, this flight was a long night. It was one long night flight, because you took off at 10:30 at night. You ever fly from America at 1 a.m., what time do you land in New York? 6 in the morning. Why? It's one long night. You're on the dark side of the earth. You're following this dark side of the earth for your entire flight. You take off at 10:30 at night. When you get here, what time is it here? It's also about 10:30, 11 at night, 12 at night. When you get here, and you keep going, by the time you land...
How long are you on the plane for, 24 hours?
No, you're on the plane for about 14 hours.
Same thing.
14 and a half hours. 14 hours in the air.
And how far is Australia ahead of the
17 hours ahead.
So you arrived there at 7.
So you, all of a sudden, 6 a.m. You were, then the actual flight was 10:30, you take off, 6 a.m. you land. So basically, how many hours would that be? When you land, what time is it in L.A.? You're landing at 6 a.m. in L.A., it's what time? It's 11 a.m.
How many times have you taken this flight?
I mean, basically it's 12 hours. I mean, I'm off a little bit, but basically it's between 12 and 13 or 14 hours. Everybody understand, you're on this flight, it is night, your entire flight.
Okay,
it's all better, give or take an hour. Not important. Sometimes daylight savings time, sometimes it might be. If it's summertime, then it would be, you know, different time, and it might not be 17 hours, it's 16 hours, not important. But the point is, you take off 10:30 at night and you fly west, it's night the entire flight. That's my point. 10:30 p.m., and it's dark here, it's dark here, it's dark here, it's dark here. Finally, you get to Australia, and the sun is rising. And it's like when you go from Bridge Stroll back. So what is the issue of this now? Let's talk about the day of the week. Okay, here, when you were about to cross the line, it was, let's say, 2 a.m., right, local time. 2 a.m. on, if you took off Sunday night, 2 a.m. on Monday. Okay? All of a sudden, you cross the line, and they tell you, no, it's now 2 a.m. Tuesday. So by the time you land, it's 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. So you took off Sunday night, and basically it was like going from Eretz Yisrael to New York. It was an entire night. But when you go from Eretz Yisrael to New York, you take off at 10:30 at night, Sunday night. You land Monday morning in New York. Here you're landing Tuesday morning because of the day change. So what is the problem here? The halachic issue here is that when you dive in Maariv in L.A. on Sunday night, this is issue number one. So you were yaitse your tefillas arvus of Sunday night. Now, when you cross the date lines, all of a sudden you're thrown into Monday night. Right? That's really what it is. Tuesday, 2 a.m. is Monday night. Or if we want to talk in Hebrew terms, you've been yait, say, your myru of Leil Yoin Beis. And now, all of a sudden, it's Leil Yoin Gimel. So the shiloh is the Eftam Myru over again. Because it's now a new day. It's now
well,
Tuesday.
What about Shachar Shemuchi?
Well, I mean, when are you going to die? In other words, you're asking a good question. What about Monday Shachar? How did I do that? I went all of a sudden from Sunday night to Monday night. What's with Monday morning Shachar?
There is none.
When am I missed it. There's no way to do it because what am I supposed to do? I never was in this mind on Monday morning.
So the way back,
you're down. Hold on. We'll get the way back in a minute. So the Shiloh is...
Have you crossed any... We're giving only if you cross the Gezer Haim.
Let's say you cross all of them, okay? You cross all of them. You land in Australia, let's change it, let's make this more... Let's say you land in Australia at 6 a.m. and it's wintertime in Australia. Summertime in America, wintertime, 6 a.m. is still dark. So L'chol Ateis, you've crossed the dateline. Right? Everybody, forget about whose dateline. The Gezer Haim you crossed at 1 a.m. The mid-Pacific Pisces you crossed at 3 a.m. The Chazanishas you crossed at 6 a.m. But it's still, either way you slice it, right, you crossed every dateline now. You're about to land in Australia. It's now L'chol Ateis, it's Monday night still. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, right, Tuesday morning. You've never done in your Monday night Marv. You have to done Marv over again or not. There are Chalukah Deis here from the Achrayim. There are two ways to look at this case. Number one is to say, you don't have to done Marv over again. This is the Pesach of Heinemann. You don't have to done it over again. Because when you done Myrav? When the sun sets, you done Myrav. The sun never set here. The sun set in L.A. Sunday night. You took off on a plane. You look out the window. It's dark the whole way. You land in Australia. So now it's time to down in chakras. In the middle of your flight, you cross the date line. We call it days. So what? The sun never set on you. It's just you go by night-day cycles. In order to determine your tefillos, you go by the night cycle to make Myrav. The day cycle makes chakras, and if you have no night day cycle, you're not chayav to daven over again.
Yeah,
Alaska. So Alaska is a different issue because it's Kula Laila. Like in Bear, Alaska, it's all night. So that's a separate issue of when I get down to chakras.
You say the same star. Probably on sunrise, and there isn't none to you. You don't down chakras.
Well, and the problem there is though is that see, there's a little bit different still. Is that there? Let's say it's all day because it's easier. It's all day, so when you down to Myrav. There, the sun is at least going up and down. There is a rotation of the sun. It just, instead of setting, it actually goes down, and before it sets, it goes back up again. Right? So there is some sort of rotation of, I could say when the sun hits down, that's now a new day. And there was something there showing me, here, there's nothing. It's just a night.
So according to Rahman, you can skip the entire Monday?
Correct.
It's a Sunday night, and then Tuesday morning.
Exactly. It was not Myrav Sunday night. That was my Myrav. The next thing, the sun rises on you, go down in chakras.
So if you're
Sure, hold on a minute. We'll get to that.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
Why can't we just have
when you
take off, that's where you are, and that's the time until you land. Once you land, wherever you're going.
But what about in between? How can you say that? When you're on a plane, when you go there to Seoul, do you stand in the aisles and down in chakras?
Yeah, I do.
It's pitch black in New York, so how can you down the chakras?
That's where you're holding right now.
Okay, exactly. Well, just because you're on an airplane doesn't mean you're nowhere, right? Some people fall asleep on an airplane, they talk, are nowhere, right? But in other words, you're on a plane, you're not nowhere, you're here. I'm right here, right? What is it? Oh, it's night. Okay, you can't just say, this was what this true is Bris Avraham, which is brought by the... Right? The Bris Avraham was the first, not recorded, but the first... Tshuva that records where it was Negel and Maisa. It's brought in the beginning of Shemesan Balacha in the beginning of the Chelik days of Shemesan Balacha. In fact, I bought the Shemesan Balacha because of this Tshuva. My ninth grade Rebbe, when I was in 11th grade, came over and told me, look at this. I had a whole long shtickle on this. I said, this is a Gevaldik. I gotta buy it. Right? It was 4 volumes safer. The whole Shemesan Balacha is a Gevaldik safer.
If you're an astronaut and you're in space, which planet
would you go? Well, technically, you're that's another issue. The sun is rising instead of rapidly. When I talk about east, I'm going to get to that. Okay, because that's another shiloh. But back to that. So in there, he brings a tshuva from the Bris, not the Bris Avraham. Somebody who was a rabbi in Australia in the late 1800s. And he took a boat from Australia to San Francisco. And basically, he had a shiloh, wanted to keep Shabbos, because one of his anachos in the tshuva, I never saw a tshuva inside, I always saw blood. One of the anachos is that I'm going with Australia time, all of a sudden they announced it's a different day. So now, do I change and say now I keep Shabbos a day later because I turn my watch back a day? Or do I wait till I get to San Francisco?
Well, according to this,
I guess that was on a boat. Pilots, you go by where you are.
Right. So if you're flying over Hawaii now, if you're going from LAX,
yeah.
So if the people in Hawaii now are downing Meyer for the next day, maybe you should
go to Meyer. Yeah, but the sun never set on me. But I downed Marv already. But no, they're downing Marv. But I downed Marv already tonight.
You downed for Sunday night. Now they're downing.
But what? No. But what's the difference? I downed Marv tonight. Yes. So what's the difference? It's a new day. I downed Marv. No, nothing. No rising or setting. I downed Marv. I know why they're downing Marv right now, because they didn't down Marv yet. I did.
You downed Marv for Sunday. They're downing.
No, but so what? But I downed Marv already. Okay, it has nothing to do with you up in the air. You could land in Hawaii and or whatever and have this issue.
What's the scribe to say
otherwise? Now, okay, so the other Achrayim, and in this good sefer by Rabbi Taplin from Lakewood, he makes a strong case to say Hakaret, and he says this was the tzak of many Achrayim. To say this, and he advises, I mean, he had heard from various people that place can like the following, that you say, no! You say like you're saying. The Sunday night Marv, I crossed the deadline. It's not Monday night. This is in the sefer. That was a chaplain and other Achrayim. He brings various Achrayim in the sefer to say he brings Achrayim this way, but he brings I think most of the Achrayim say the other way.
Figure out whether it's Monday afternoon when you cross the deadline. It could be you're going to get.
No, it's very partial. When I cross the deadline, it's a new day.
Exactly, which day? I mean, it could be...
It's a problem. Okay, so wait until you go by Rav, you go by Rav, right? Since it's as soon as Rav, as soon as I cross Rav with the date lines, which is basically when I cross the secular date line, if I go another 10 degrees to the west, right, I'm now, you know, wait an hour after you've crossed the announce, we're now crossing the date line. An hour later, you've crossed the date line according to most shittas. So now, it's now 3 a.m., a new day. So it's a new day, I need a new tefillah. I need a new tefillah, I have to dive it over again. Okay, so again, we have this machlokes, which what to do?
Who is this? Kaplan.
This sefer brings various numerous achrayim. Now there are achrayim that would say to daven ben adava. That's one eighth. If you want to be yotze to everybody, you basically daven ma'ariv a second time, but tonight in adava. Where at 3 a.m. it's now you cross the deadline of the Rav Shittas, you daven all tonight. It halacha is that I go by, it's a new day, this is my ma'ariv, and it halacha is I don't need a tefillah, I'm davening in the adava.
It's a new day,
because it's Monday night.
It has to be a
varim,
there has to be a
carbon
for the varim.
There are, it's Monday night. Yesterday the varim was Sunday night's varim, now they brought a new one for Monday night's varim.
You didn't ever
brought
the carbon.
Well, you're not being
in
trouble on the airport anyways.
Day.
It's in the basement?
No, good, but now
we're in this. If you slept all day, you wake up at night.
Now, all of that is westbound. When you go eastbound, you run into a different issue. When you go eastbound, you go United Airlines Flight 2. That leaves Hong Kong at 1:15 on Tuesday.
Have you ever taken these flights?
No.
No?
Yes.
Never
taken.
All this is not for my stuff.
That's true. All this is not for my stuff. For who?
For you. You never did it.
So what?
Do you plan ever doing it?
When I do it, I'll say, oh, I did it. Are you arrive in Los Angeles at 11:30.
Not going to be the my stuff for you either. So.
Okay, here we have another interesting case.
Hong Kong, is that a G or a K?
Okay, Hong Kong, you take off at 1:15 on Tuesday afternoon, and you land in Los Angeles at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, let's forget about day of the week for a minute. What's happening here is, you take off from Hong Kong at 1:15 in the afternoon, and they announce, okay, well, now what happens? A few hours later, this is like you fly from New York to Israel. What happens if you leave in the daytime? A couple hours later, the sun sets. Because see, it's 1:15 here. When you fly for 2 hours, you're over here. Okay, it's 3:15 in Hong Kong, but you've already flown east, so now it's already 5:15. 2 hours into the flight, it's already Shia. Then 5 hours later, it's days. Because when you fly 5 hours on a plane, number one, it's 5 hours later, and number two, you've flown east. So you're now flying into the sun, so therefore the sun is going to rise much faster. It's like the red eye from Los Angeles, right? You get on the plane, and 3 hours later it's dark, and 3 hours later the sun rises, even though in LA it's 2 o'clock in the morning. 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Because in New York or Baltimore it's 6 o'clock in the morning. The sun is rising. Right, so the night...
What time are you leaving Hong Kong?
1:15 in the afternoon. Okay? You take off, here is Shkia, okay? And then it's Nates. Until finally you land at 11:30 in the morning in Los Angeles. So basically on this flight eastbound, where you're flying into the sun, right? The sun is coming this way, you're flying eastbound. Basically, the sun sets, the sun rises,
and it's 11:30 in the morning. Now, if this flight would be from New York to Israel, you'd experience a similar thing. I mean, there's a little bit long. It's a little bit short, long of a flight for Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you're going from L.A. It would be a non-stop from L.A. to Eretz Yisrael. That's what would happen. There is?
It was last year. I don't know.
Non-stop, really? Okay, if you take a non-stop from L.A. to Eretz Yisrael, basically this is what's going to happen. You can take off at 1:30 in the afternoon, you'll land 11:30 the next morning. Fair. Now, the next morning. In other words, as far as the time of day, you will forget about the day of the week. You will experience the same thing going from L.A. to Eretz Yisrael. What happens on that flight from L.A. to Eretz Yisrael? What happens is the sun sets, everybody gets up and down Maariv, the sun rises, everybody gets up and down in the chakras, and the stewardesses have a cow. So, that's what happens. Now, here it's a little different. Because here, what happens is, okay, the sun, it's 1:15 Tuesday. The sun sets. Okay, so now it's Tuesday night. So I go to down Maariv. Now I cross the dateline. Even the guests are high. I cross everybody's dateline. So now, it's right now Monday. It's right now Tuesday p.m. And then it's now 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay? It's 2 a.m. Let's make it 11 p.m. It's 11 p.m. Tuesday night. And now all of a sudden, boom. It's now 11 p.m. Monday night. Okay? Fine. Good. So I'm sure I'm down Maariv again, right? I ready Monday night's Maariv. I'm down ready to Hong Kong. That's pleasant. But now the sun rises. A few hours later, the sun rises, and that Netzachama is what? That Netzachama is Tuesday's sunrise.
Yeah. You're going to get there before you left?
Exactly. You get there before you left on the clock, because basically you turn your life back 24 hours. But basically, your sun rises, and now you look at this stuff, and if you'd be going there to Israel on a flight, you'd say, okay, let's daven. But now it's Netzachama on Tuesday morning, but I daven Tuesday Shachas in Hong Kong, right? I was in the shul there, they had a beautiful minion. I've already said, I yeah, I'm Shlisha B'Shachas, I daven Shachas already. So the shaila is, do you have to daven Shachas again when the sun rises or not? Start to put on tefillin again. I put on tefillin on Tuesday already in Hong Kong. So it's Tuesday again. Do I need to put on tefillin again? So again, this same machlokes applies, but if I care. According to Rabbi Heinemann and many achronim, you have to daven again. Because it's a new Netzachama, the sun rises. Hi! It's Tuesday morning and you already daven on Tuesday? So what? But it's morning, so I have to daven over again. Not only that, but when you get the mincha in L.A., you're going to daven mincha, it's Tuesday's mincha. You're going to daven that also. Even though I davened Tuesday's mincha, when right before I took off from Hong Kong, I davened Tuesday's mincha. Right at 12:30, I stood at the airport, davened mincha. I davened Tuesday's mincha. Now I'm in a shul, right, hours and hours later, in L.A., and I'm davening mincha at 5:30 in the afternoon. It's okay. Because it's a new day. Because the sun rises, the sun sets, and so on. According to those other Achronim, you would be punter from davening chakras and putting on tefillin and davening mincha because I davened Tuesday chakras already.
What's the time between Hong Kong and L.A.?
Hong Kong and L.A.? Hong Kong is 11 hours ahead of us, which means they're 14 hours ahead of... I mean 13 hours. They're 17 hours ahead of L.A. Okay, so again, you have the same achleikas, and again, the eitzah here would be the daven b'tanai and the daven. Putting on tefillin again is no big deal. But if you want to be eitzah l'chol hadayis, you need daven... When Nate's Akama comes, you daven the Tanya Dava. If the halacha is I go by Nate, then I'm just by davening. And if the halacha is I go by cities that I'm in, I go by day of the week, then this is only the Dava because I daven Tuesday Shabbos already. The Tanya Dava, they say you shouldn't say, where's the halacha is Baal Kalyam Tula? The person should daven every day. All the time, but we pass in that a person should not do tefillas and davenings because how about you'd have to come out and do your regular davening, so we'll let alone do the davenings. But we still rely on the davenings as a tanai. In other words, like this is machlokes b'shaim by a case of tefillas tashlumin. If you're not sure, you're machlokes tefillas tashlumin. Right? Classic case where machlokes b'shaim, if you forgot yalav yavei on by mincha, and then mitzvah, and then it's at night and you want to daven maariv. If you should daven twice or not, machlokes b'shaim, but it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. What's the psak? Daven b'tanai nedava. Okay? So that would be one eitzah here. But that's this issue. Now, l'chol hadayis, though, you do, as far as, let's say, a tainus, you would go by your location where you're at. For example, if let's say, let's take our eastbound case and then go back to our westbound case. If let's say Tuesday was a tainus. Okay? This happened to a mashgiach of ours. he realized this, so I have to book this ticket, and he ended up changing it because he didn't want this to happen. He was in Hong Kong, and Tuesday was a start for Taipei's, and then he's going to take off to fast the whole day.
You're going to tell me this.
Right? And then now he's going to take off. Okay, good. So he gets off on the plane, he fasted all day, and now a few hours later, the sun sets, fast over. Good. So he eats. Now he crosses the date line, and they say it's now Monday night. So the sun rises, and it's Tuesday morning again. So he's got to fast the second day, back to back. Because it was Tuesday here, and now before he lands in L.A., it's Tuesday again. So you need to fast.
According to Rabbi Kaplan, you do not need to fast?
Correct, everybody has to fast in this case. Because, is it a Yom HaTinus or not? It is. Well, according to Rabbi Kaplan, for sure you have to fast, because you go by the day of the week. Here you go east.
No, you already were Yosei Yosei.
Correct, but it's still the fast. When the sun rises, it's Tuesday. Well, call it day, it's Tuesday morning. The shadows will have to dot it over again. But as far as what is it, it's Tuesday. Tuesday, the start of the Tavis. You got it fast. Or Shabbat Chachamas. Okay? Me'ida ki, so you could skip the whole fast also if you want. Because if you take off Sunday night from L.A., okay, on this flight, okay, Sunday night, let's say the Tavis was Monday in this case. You took off from 10:30 Sunday night, and now you land in Sydney on Tuesday at 6 a.m. So basically, when did you fast?
What day is the time? Tuesday?
Let's say the fast is Monday. Okay? In this case, you had a fast on Monday. You took off 10:30. You then, the sun never rose. Right? You never had a day. By the time you have a day in Sydney, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's already Tuesday. So you call out, you wouldn't have to fast because you missed Monday. You missed your Asar B'Tayles or Shabbos B'Tamas. Okay? That's that case. Now, Svira, you get into another problem. Svira is a whole shmooze. According to many shitas, you have a major problem. Because, let's say you take off from L.A., you count Svira Sunday night, Svira. Okay? Now, it was one long night for you. So let's say this was Ramad Bey's Ba'imer, Sunday night. Now, when you land in Sydney, Monday night Svira you never had. You had one long night. Okay? So when, by the time you land to your head, it's still Ramad Bey's Ba'imer because the sun never rose. So when you go to shul in Sydney on that night, you're going to count Lamed Gimel because that's the next night you have. But yet the rest of the shul is counting Lamed Dalet because it's already Tuesday night, right? In other words, right? Everybody understand what's happening here? You take off Sunday night from L.A. You count Lamed Bey Ba'imer. Now, Lag Ba'imer you skipped.
Right.
Because by the time you come the next night that you have, you're going to count Lamed Gimel, but the rest of the sequence is counting Lamed Dalet. Mm-hmm. So, maybe you should count Misafik both. Mm-hmm. So there's a famous Tzara of Rum that says that you can't count Misafik. There's no sequence counting Misafik. Because how do you count Misafik? Counting is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're counting 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, you don't have that. So therefore, you don't just count Misafik, and therefore you can't do anything. You're stuck. This is very Nagel Lubavitcher Chassidim who traveled back and forth. What's that? What do we do? Suffolk German. But you don't have a mitzvah to count. There's no Svira. Right? In other words, here you have a special mitzvah of Svira. So you're it's a big Suffolk, right? So Pashas, you go by the Kehillah you're at, but you can't count with a Bracha anymore because you're messed up. The other way, you have the other problem. In other words, you'll be a day ahead of everybody. If you go eastbound, you took off Lag Ba'omer from Sydney, and all of a sudden you land, and by Yisrael Ramad Dalin, everyone else counts Ramad Gimel still.
So maybe you didn't miss a day, so you won't.
Now, Lubavitcher Chassidim will travel.
That way you wouldn't
have
to
miss
it. What?
Not again that day without a Bracha.
Then
the next day, if you want.
Hold on, I'll get to an answer. Lubavitcher Chassidim are very mocked, but not to cross the date line during Syria. It's very
neglected
in Australia because of this problem. And the Rebbe held that you should go by your county because it says it's Svarta Lachem. And therefore, you don't go by Shabbos, you go by right Meshur Seichem, right? You're here at Shabbos, so you had a shorter week because you flew from L.A. to Sydney, so what? But here, it's your Svira, and since it's your Svira, it's Lamed Gimel. And they're counting Lamed Dalet, so you'll have to keep Shavuos the day behind. It's something because you count 50 days. When's your 50th day? That's Shavuos.
It's
the 50th day. It's not Bavar Zion, it's the 50th day. No, Shavuos is the 50th day. There's nowhere in the Torah that says it's the day Torah was given. It's the 50th day of Svira. Most Shitas argue on this, But I'm just saying that they're very marked that they don't cross the date line in order to avoid the Shiloh, and they will pay extra money to travel a long way around the Earth. Because if you travel a long way, if you go from LA to Sydney via London, you'll pay a lot more money, but you'll have no problem, because then you're just flying, you know, like you go there to Stroll. You won't cross the date line.
The first time they met the date line?
Well, there really wasn't. There
had to be somewhere in the world, really.
Correct, but it wasn't Negev, so it was the only place.
Like someone, in some part of the world, something.
There were no Kehillahs, so there's no Gemara, except for Gemara Shana. The way the Baal Mu'ar learns that Gemara, there's no Makor and Shas, except for that Gemara, which again is the way to learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, so do it dateline, according to the Baal Mu'ar, it seems to have to do with dateline. Now, behind it is a chap here, which says very Pashut, which I think you were saying. And that is, what you should do is, you can dive it, you can count Lamed Beis Sunday night. When you land on Tuesday morning, so count Lamed Gimel without a bracha. Because Tuesday's like Vayomer. And then, at night, you count Lamed Aleph. And if you go the opposite direction, you do the opposite. And that is, if you take off 115 from Hong Kong on Tuesday, which is like Vayomer, okay, and then you land in L.A. on Tuesday, so... You know, it's live Vimer, so count, you know, kind of, you want to kind of go without a bracha and finish. It's live Vimer, and continue.
When you land, it's Tuesday, it's not Monday.
Correct. Live Vimer is Tuesday. When you count it, Monday night you're in Hong Kong, you count live Vimer.
Yeah.
You get on a plane 1:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Still live Vimer. When you land, it's live Vimer in LA. So, count Lag Vayomer again without a bracha.
Yeah, that way, but the other way you have to start.
The other way you have to count on Tuesday, you count without a bracha. Because you skip the day. Well, you skip the day, but at least you still have a few hours of Tuesday. You count this, right? Sunday night you count the Lamed Beis. Tuesday counts to the Lamed Gimel without a bracha.
And then when you can Lamed Aleph, Wednesday
without a bracha. Tuesday night, like everyone else.
You
miss Monday. You miss Monday. I want a bracha. I said, "Can't without a bracha." I'm finished.
You can't
Lamed
Gimel when you leave Lamed
Beis
when you leave
Lamed Gimel
when you arrive
at
Lamed Dal that night.
Correct. Going from Hong Kong. Yes. To no, if you're going from LA to Hong Kong, from LA to Sydney, which would be LA to Hong Kong, would be the same thing.
Someone
who's not
Lamed Dal.
Okay.
So where are we
staying? The deadline is you go by. As soon as you cross Rav Shutas, then you start dealing with the Shiloh. Okay, because we're dealing with the Rabbanim. Okay, and again, there are come other cases, but this is in a nutshell. Any questions? Okay, good. Say that again? Yeah, okay. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, really, even though I wanted to begin Tisha Chodesh, but why don't we save that, is a shaila of when you're in the North Pole. What to do?
Tisha Chodesh in the North Pole?
No. This is Tisha Chodesh, and this is the North Pole.
What was
that
planning to do?
Would he rely on
his
shita
when he's
out of the tonight? I think he would rely straight on his shita. I was saying, if you want to be, right? Since there's other Chodesh, you want to be Yitzhak, then just, you know. If you want to be Yitzhak, other shitas, you do it outside.
Make no shita.
Fine.
No, but
it's not for the whole case. Now, what's that? What? No, you're always going to have the problem, because you're always going to cross the line somewhere. Unless you go the long way around, you're always going to have a problem. Now, the issue... Go to your chart of...
we have this here?
Yeah. Take a look at, if you look on the page one. Right, so the sun basically was up for about 40 minutes, and then the sun sets on November the 26th, and stays down all the way through December, all the way until January the 17th. Right, it's pitch black. And then it rises at 11:45 a.m. and sets at 12:34. So another short day. Now you continue, Now go to May the 15th. Anyway, go to May the 11th. May 11th, it rises at 1:25 a.m., sets at 10:35 p.m. Everybody have that? 22:35? We're in May. Okay? 6:35, 22:35. Finally, on May the 16th, it rises at 12:26 a.m. and does not set until July the 27th.
Okay? So, and this is Alaska here. We're not talking about North Pole. We're talking about this line runs through Alaska. What?
People live there, sure.
I just read somewhere, in an article about the census, of course, is April the 1st, but they began already the census in the first village. They showed a picture of an Eskimo. He was the first person counted in the census. They said one down, 270 million to go, whatever the number is. They went to the boondocks of Alaska, and there are people there. Okay, Barrow, Alaska is the northernmost point of Alaska. Barrow, you have to fly to Barrow. There are no roads to Barrow. There's another town east of Barrow, southeast, and you can actually drive there, and it's north of the Arctic Circle. Okay, what that circle on the globe is, it's called the Arctic Circle. Okay, the Arctic Circle. I saw my brother was in Alaska,
and I have PhDs there also.
Yeah, my brother was in Alaska, and he has a book at home called Milepost, and it's published by Riches Be'ir Rav of about Alaska. It's got everything you can imagine. Now he didn't go to in there. It says the most northernmost gas station in the world. This road, which goes all the way up to north of Fairbanks, it passes the Arctic Circle. At the Arctic Circle, there's a monument there. You know, you have crossed the Arctic Circle. And then you go right there, and it's got the northernmost gas station that's there. No, but it has a phone number there. I've always had, like, you call up the guy, you know, he's probably sitting around lonely. You know? I'm sure you guys can find a lot of good jokes to say when you call this guy.
Can we get the number?
You guys have obviously, you have to look in the book. Now, what? No, Chabad. No, now, here are problems that you find. Let me go through these problems. Again, at the North Pole, it's 6 months light, 6 months dark, but no one lives at the North Pole. Here we're talking about people where people live, barren, Alaska, places like this. So what happens in June? Let's say you go to this place in June. Okay, and this is again a place in Russia, in Norway, in the city of Norway, Narvik, Norway, in the northern part of Norway, where this is Nagaya. It's Nagaya, Barrow, Alaska, and other communities.
Barrow?
Barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W. Barrow, Alaska. Now, what do you do? So, what you have to realize is that snapshot, the sun just stays in the top of the sky. What happens is the sun goes, just like when you go outside during the day. In the morning, the sun rises, and then the sun sets. What's happening here is the sun, if you would go there at, let's say, Chatzos of midnight. What you know is happening at midnight? At midnight, the sun is at the lowest point of the sky. The sun is down. But the problem is it doesn't go all the way down. It then goes back up again. What happens is it follows the northern sky, the eastern sky, the southern sky, and the western sky, and basically dips down when it's in the northern sky, straight north. Okay? It's going to... probably never gets to the northern sky, excuse me. It goes, it doesn't hit the northern sky. It goes across the southern sky, it goes up, and then goes around, down, and up and down, and so on. But there is a point at midnight, approximately, the sun is at the lowest point of the sky. That point would be the beginning of the morning, right? In fact, you have a shkia and nates happening to Vasachas, for all practical purposes. Because it's shkia, because the sun went down, the furthest it goes, and then it goes up again. Of course, it's day 24 hours. In other words, when the sun is down, you put on, it's a new day. As soon as the sun goes down, then it goes back up. That point is Shkia and Nates at the same time.
What? So we're going to have a day?
Okay, so 1 second. So you have Shachar, you can daven. That's easy. Right? And you have Zmanim Makrish. It's a 24 hour day. So your show Zmanim will be how long? 24 hour day?
It'll be double.
It'll be 2 hours. It'll be 2 hours show Zmanim. So you have Zman Krishma, you have everything. What can you daven Marav? You could daven Marav for Plaga Mincha. Which would be an hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter would be... What? Your ski will be midnight, let's say. So you have a 2 hour, right before Chatzai's Halayla, it's Plaga Mincha, so go ahead and daven Marv.
So you can't daven Marv till 10:30 or whatever.
Sure, that's right.
Oh boy.
Now, so that takes care of. The problem is when it's Fakir. Now, let's say it's in January when it's dark, so Marv is no problem. But you should Shachar's, you can't daven. Where are you supposed to daven Shachar's? Unless the only way you can daven Shachar is even though the sun never came up, but if there's an Aleis HaShachar which you can have, in other words, the sun doesn't get all the way up, but you may have an Aleis HaShachar where you can daven Shachar, but
you won't know that. You
Well, you will. You know, if you might be in this place where it's pitch black, you still may have light. In other words, if you're at the 65, if you're just over the Arctic Circle, the sun never comes up on December 21st, but you have plenty of light, it would be as if, what does it look like at in Baltimore at 7 o'clock this morning?
Who knows?
There's got to be days when it's going to be pitch black. Yeah.
Yes, there are areas where it'll be pitch black and you have no lights up.
So, but even there, you
know, now, Shabbos is a bigger problem. The biggest problem is Shabbos. The Minchas Alonzo are said not to go there because what do you do about Shabbos? And there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is to say, okay, I go by seven cycles of the sun up and down, and on the seventh cycle, that's my Shabbos. Another way to look at it is to say that I go by cycles of sunrise and sunset. And you know, how are you supposed to figure that out? Every seventh cycle of sunrise and sunset is Shabbos, so it's a big subject you should not go.
It was the first time by cycle.
One way is to say the cycles, every time the sun dips and goes back up, that's a new day. Right? It's a shki in the night's vasachas, and now that's a new day. So it's Friday afternoon, I have until the sun goes down and starts to go back up.
That's during the summertime. In the wintertime, you're not really going
to
have that.
Though. In the wintertime, you won't have it, but in wintertime, what's happening is the sun is...
At noon,
the sun is at highest point where you don't see it. Mm-hmm. But technically, underground, right, or where you're watching, technically the sun is going up.
Technically, you just count every
24
hours. You really
want to
dispute.
Theoretically, but the problem is it's a big suffix. He says not to go. But there is a from the Mor Psia, there's an Eibschitz, says, if you want to look this up, you can look it up in, it's in the last simon of Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah, the simon Shin Dalet Mem. And in there, Ibn Ezra Simon, what that's about?
It's about a whole Midbar.
Oh, Midbar. If you want to go to Midbar, what to do, so there's a whole, right, so I don't know, you count off 7 days, because it's something. If I'm not mistaken, the Shari Tshuva brings the Shari Tshuva. Have you ever had a Chayyukim in the Shabura?
I have one right here.
Is there one right here?
Yeah, no, they do keep in this.
No, you have a
Shabura.
Yeah,
no,
not all.
So I'm in Or you could say it's a total scramble. Someone's going to go to Mechina for Mechina? I think it's a
I got.
In other words, there's two ways to look at it. One way is to say, I go by cycles, right? So my seventh cycle, right? Whatever the world is, when the sun reaches the lowest point in the sky on Friday afternoon, that's Shabbos. Another way to look at it is to say, no, then it's all finished, right? I need cycles of sunrise and sunset, and if the sun never rises and sets, then it's all day Shabbos. For 6 months I have Shabbos, for 2 months I have Shabbos.
Every 6 years, every
Shemitah there's Shabbos, right? But you don't know, there's no way to keep track. When was sunrise, there's no way to cheshbon that. Seven cycles, so it's all a bit messed up, so what should you do? So again, the 8th is not to go, and that's the best answer. Now, this is not only a problem if you go to Alaska in the summertime, which people, this has become a common minute to go.
How warm is the one that suggests?
Where?
In midsummer in Alaska.
I think that's in the 60s already, but it's maybe in the 70s, yeah.
That's only if you go really north, right?
I think Anchorage, I don't know how that Anchorage gets. I think Anchorage
is Alaska have this problem?
No. Again, it's further north. Again, this problem is only above the Arctic Circle.
Does Anchorage have this problem?
No. This actual problem, Anchorage has its own problem, which I'll tell you about in a second.
Another problem. Because I think like Anchorage is like the most northern. I know you're from Anchorage.
Okay, but it's not. It's the most northern Yiddish Gila. Okay. Here we go.
I know you don't.
Hey, here we go.
Maybe we should
not. Ryan Mark, see ya. Okay. This is Shindal Ben, the Shari Tshuva brings this on this simon of Suffolk Shabbos, which is an interesting simon in its own right. The Ayin B'mor Tzia Ba'aisim Shenaisim Tachas Kaitav, people who go underneath the Antarctic Circle, he's saying Tachas, he's also in this Antarctic Circle, which is in the southern hemisphere, you have the same problem at the South Pole. McMurdo Station is the naval station in the southern hemisphere on Antarctica. If you have McMurdo Station, you have this problem in the summer and the winter. Shayyim is Arech Chaydesh Ubeith Chadashim. The day goes for 1 or 2 months. The Yesh Shisha Chadashim, and sometimes it's 6 months. Yesh Rimnais Vav Yamin Shachadal Shal Shabbos Shalanu. So he wants to say you count 6 days of 24 hour sets like us. But what if you're a Sukkot Hadachesvinit? what do you do? So in other words, you could plug it into this, the third sheet to here, plug it into this halacha of Suffolk, like a midbar. How about a midbar? You count six from when you get there. It's just straight day. You count six sets of days, and your seventh day is Shabbos. Regardless of it's like a midbar. You know what to do. You're stuck. Now, a midbar, by the way, this you show the halacha is not really every day Shabbos. That halacha, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says you count up 6 days, and the seventh day is Shabbos. That's only as far as Kiddush is concerned. As far as Melacha is concerned, the Melacha is also a Melacha, except for two things. One is to survive, and number two is to get out of here. Right? Because otherwise you could say, I can't be Mamutah, right? You'd be Mechal Shabbos, potentially, because every day is a Suffolk Shabbos. So better actually be Mechal Shabbos now to get out of this mess, otherwise you're stuck here for the rest of your life, keeping this set of what you have.
On the seventh day, are you allowed to do Melachos also? Can you find
yourself? I believe so.
So these vodka is even Chal Shabbos.
I believe so. Or, I mean, it could be you should get your pint of sauce. I'm not sure. He's a lot over there. I forgot. They know what day because they're going by the clock. Because we go by sunrises and sunsets. How are you going to do that? Now, this is not only... Okay, so you can say, good, don't go to Barrow, don't go to Narvik, you're fine. But the one other shaila that you have is in Anchorage, you have another problem. This, if you look to the in the end of the first parak in the Yachin of Bias, if you want to go through a nice Teres Yisrael, at the end of between the first and second parak in Brachas, the Teres Yisrael speaks about Stockholm and other communities. Stockholm is 60 degrees north, approximately. The Arctic Circle is about 66 degrees north.
What country
is Stockholm is in Sweden. Or in Anchorage, Alaska, Fairbanks is even more. Fairbanks is further north. In all these kehillas, you always have a sunrise and sunset. But you know what the problem is? The problem is it never in the summertime, it never gets pitch black. Because in Anchorage, the sun sets at 10 o'clock at night, and it's rise at 3 in the morning, but you have a bed of shmushes which runs from 10 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's never totally dark. Because it never gets dark enough because the sun sets.
What's the problem with Mark?
No, the problem is when the Shabbos is over.
When is the bris if you have avoided?
Number one, when is Shabbos over? Number one is when is Shabbos over? And number two, when do I say Krishma Shal Arvis? Because Krishma Shal Arvis, you can only down and say. Remember we spoke about solar depression angles a couple weeks ago? So the solar depression angle, when it's midnight in Anchorage, it is not as dark. In July, it is less dark than it is in Baltimore 30 minutes after Shkia. Okay, I was going to say Fairbanks. Which means, would you do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia on Friday, Shabbos afternoon?
No.
No. So in Anchorage, when are you supposed to do Malacha? It never got that dark.
But
Zicha
the next morning.
But there. But Zicha the next morning. So the Tarek is, you have to wait till, in those areas, I think the consensus of Shittas is, you have to wait till Chatzai Salayla. Which means, if the sun sets at 10 o'clock at night, and it rises at 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Then it could be 1 a.m. or 1:30, so you can't make Abdullah till then or anything. What I recommend people, and I've gotten a few calls on this, is as follows. You should not marry the Plaga Mincha, which you could do. Right? In other words, what is Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha would be an hour and a quarter before Shkia. The Shal's Maniyais are very, very long. So you're looking at a Plaga Mincha, which is 2 to 2.5 hours before Shkia. Down Marib, even if Shabbos afternoon, you can still down Marib, go to sleep. Set your alarm for Chatzai Salaila. Number one, to make Havdalah. So you're asking, you can make Havdalah tomorrow morning. But Krishma Shal Arvis, when are you supposed to do Krishma Shal Arvis? Seisha Kechamim. But when is the closest you get to Seisha Kechamim? There is no Seis. Chatzai Salaila. Because it's got to be night, it's got to be dark.
If you look outside 10:30, you'll see
three stars. No! In the sun, you'll see a sun. No, the sun goes down at 10:30.
Okay, fine.
What I'm saying is that at 1 a.m., which is Chatzai Salaila, it is less dark than it is in Baltimore 30 minutes after sunset.
Okay, 30 minutes after sunset,
but it's not, but you wouldn't have in Krishna then either. So what is
it? You don't have a choice.
It's okay, it's as dark as it is 15 minutes after Shkia. Let's go up to Fairbanks. Would you stop in Marv in 15 minutes? Would you say smart in 15 minutes? Okay, so what do you do? So do you down, when do you down with Krishna Shal Arvis? So I recommend to be to Krishna Shal Arvis, the ideal time for Krishna Shal Arvis will be at Chatzai Salaila. Right, Chatzai Salaila is the darkest possible time you can get. Now you have to remember, Chatzai Salaila is not only serving as Seis HaKechavim, it's also your Yoles HaShachar. Right? Because when does the new morning begin? The morning, the sunrise at 3. What is Alois?
So in other words, you can't be executed by the rotation.
No, so obviously you can still say after always.
Yeah.
I would say either 5 minutes before Nate's Chatzais or 5 minutes after Chatzais. That's the ideal time. Probably the ideal time for Krishma Shalayla is 5 minutes after is around Chatzais Halayla. And the Mekan Kler is better 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after. That's what you do in those locations where Stockholm and Fairbanks and Anchorage, that's the best thing to do when you're going there. Okay? Just to be yaitzer the haskola of the next sugya, we begin with the Tiferes Yisrael, since we're talking about Tiferes Yisrael, and that is the Din of Kish HaChadosh, the Din of Kish HaChadosh of the Rambam, as well as in the Shulam Durakia, which is in the Hakdama to Chelik Aleph of the Tiferes Yisrael, in Chelik Aleph of Mayev, before Masechta the Shabbos, is the Shulam Durakia. And in there he elaborates on all the different Gedarim of Kish HaChadosh, how it works. Just our regular achas, just to give Achdama to the topic. Bizman Shabbos Amin Dishkayim, they were Mekadesh Shachadosh Alpi Re'iyah, which means that Adam would see the new moon, and they would come to Basin, and they would be Mekudesh. In the, after the Churban Bayis, the Klai Yisrael realized that this would not last to be Mekudesh. There were problems, you all know, the Mishnah Yisrael Shoshanah, and then there was basically where would there be a basement, and the presence of Israel was weakening, so they established to be Makadish al Pi Cheshbon. There's a machloek in this period of time. This is approximately the year 4, I think it's 459 of the Common Era, where they went ahead and they did this. It was established by Hillel, not to be confused with Hillel of the Mishnayos, of the Tanoim, but rather this is Hillel, I think it's called Hillel Hasheni.
What year is this?
This is approximately, I think, the year 459. Towards the end of the Tekuv of the Maran, by the Chassim Satalmud, that's when this was decided that this has to be done. This is Machlaikas Rishayinim as to whether or not the exact Cheshbainis for the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon were passed down from generation to generation, or and that this was built into the original system of when there's no Klai Yisrael, when it's going to be difficult, you can do the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. Or was it shot then they decided, you know, okay, let's do it, because there's no other Eitza, and they were Mekadesh it from them ad Bieskoyo. In other words, how do we make Mekadesh it's going to be Sunday, Monday? Who are we to decide that? Terence is when they were Mekadesh, Alki Cheshbon, they went ahead and they said, okay, you know, in the year Tavshin Samach, Mekadesh Adar Aleph will be on such and such day, and so on. But either way, right? I mean, I don't know how they did it. It could be they made one lump, you know, they put their hand on the paper, right? I don't know. But basically, they're Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon. When we are Mekadesh in Shul, we're not Mekadesh, when we go ahead and we bench Shkadesh, it's a reminiscent of the day when they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah. But again, we are Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, and what we have to elaborate on is what that Cheshbon is, what the base of that Cheshbon is. The fundamental side of the Cheshbon, of course, is the Moad, which is the time of the new moon. And we will talk about those Cheshbonis Mishra Sem next week.
Hour number 3 is going to end at 8:30. Now, the end of the third hour, as the Gemara says, is the Seizman Krishma.
9:30.
Seizman Krishma is at the end, Seit Gimel Shas. Which means to figure out, and we're just going through this in one shita here, the prevalent shita is you figure out Nates, you figure out Seis, you figure out Nates, you figure out Shkia, and you divide the part into 12 parts, and at the end of the 3 hours, which is a quarter of the day, right? At the end of 3 hours, 3/12 is a quarter, at the end of the quarter of the day is going to be the Seis by Krishma, so therefore you could say Krishma up until 8:30 on such a day. Okay? The end of the fourth hour is going to be at 9:40, so that's hour number 4. The end of the Sazman Tfila, Sazman Tfila is at Sait Talshav, which means you can daven Shemana Esrei, and you can say Birkas Kriya Shema up until the end of the fourth hour, which is here. It's also the Zman of Zman Achilas Chametz.
Krishma is still 3 hours before.
Krishma is still the end of the third hour.
And
Tfila, okay. Zman Tfila, Birkas Krishma, Birkas Krishma, and Zman Achilas Chametz. is until the end of the fourth hour.
We can hack the thing down. Listen,
the Mishkanes Yaakov that the belt is Seimachan. The Mishkanes Yaakov says, the Bir Halacha brings in and says that you can be Seimach Lemakam Aynis on the Mishkanes Yaakov. There's some people that have taken upon themselves to be Seimach on the Mishkanes Yaakov, even Shalem Makam Aynis. Right? Kremel admitting. That you can daven Shemen Esrei even after the fourth hour of the Shulchan Shais.
First Krishna.
Yeah, that too.
At Tosis, you have the right.
Yeah, that's right. So that's again, the Lashon of the Bir Halacha is
Makam Aynis. You can daven
Shemen Esrei. Is that everything
normally?
All
that
in normally?
Yeah. That's what we're doing. Whatever, I'm sorry. Okay? In other words, if you learn off everything, all the modern, all the everything, at the end of the fourth hour, you're finished. You can't do anything. Right? The Velt, the Daven, let's say the Shul is the Daven at 9 o'clock. Right?
9 o'clock.
The Shul is the Daven at 9 o'clock, are Seimach on, and it's, let's say, an early Zman Tefillah. You know, you have the Zman Tefillah. But it's Pashit in Halacha, that. Is that if you're going to miss this man Kriya Shema, it's possible you say Kriya Shema before you begin your davening. In fact, the takana of the Kriya Shema at the beginning of davening, right? Where you say you have to brachas, that takana was in there, so that if you look at the clock and you see that it's going to get too late, you just say Kriya Shema then. And tefillah, it's possible that if you're going to miss this man tefillah, you should probably daven the Yechidus, then davening the shul that starts at 9:30. What?
Really?
The short way to figure this out is as follows.
Well, actually, what we just said, it's better to say
daven Yechidus than daven Shemen Esrei after the fourth hour, because you're walking on shaky ice after the fourth hour. At the end of the fourth hour.
What's the name of
Chametz?
Is it
Hatzos or? No, the Zman Achilas Chametz is the end of the fourth hour. Zman Beer Chametz is the end of the fifth hour.
The shul's of Davenet start at 11 o'clock. Do you have any idea?
I'll tell you what that is, okay? My understanding is the shul's of Philadelphia will start at 11.
I was going to show them.
I think, and don't quote me on this. This is an off-record statement here. This is a... It's off the record. Okay? And that is that... I believe, from my understanding, there are various places in Halacha where you have chalukah days between Kabbalah and Halacha, right? Now, of course, if you learn in the Halacha Svarim, we'll tell you, if there's Machalik between Halacha and Kabbalah, you go with Halacha, right? I believe the Kabbalah Svarim say Pakard, right? Which would be the Stavr, right? I think the real meaning, let's say by some Chassidim in particular, the meaning to start davening later was based on that a person had to be making themselves to Tila, and in order to do that, you need to go ahead and be Kaibol, you need to learn this, and you need to kill him, etc. Now, I am not going to argue on the Bali Kabbalah that do that. In other words, who am I to in other words, it's Machalikas Halak and Kabbalah. Right? The point is that but L'chala Deis, right, if a guy is sleeping until 9:50, right, and he's gotten out of bed and running to shul, then you're not kind of anything, right? That's a very important point here. So if you have an emissar chassid, right, who is, you know, being kaivel at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then steeped in Torah Avodah from 7:30 a.m. until 10 a.m., then perhaps, I'm not saying for sure, Afi Kabbalah, that is, right, what the system calls for. Right. Okay, and therefore, but if somebody just switched to 10 o'clock, again, I'm saying, is arguing on both systems and is a problem. Now,
okay.
Well, I don't know. 2 hours earlier.
Because the dish is over 2 o'clock over there.
Well,
how is it
I think it's the Mishkanes Yaakov of everyone's time. Again, it's treading on shaky ice.
We can at least have another. That's
kind of thing. Brachas is not. I mean, brachas you can for sure say to Chatzais. The three brachas, Shalais Anigai, etc. You can say we have all that. I don't know. I mean, again, the Mishkanes Yaakov talks about Makom Aynis and so on. The belt is Simon. Well, how much is what to be Simon Khan? I don't know, but that's what committing is to be Simon Khan, that, in the Bamakam Aynis at least. Now, okay, now we have, the short way. The short way is very simply to say like this, that a 12-hour day is going to be 60 minutes, okay? Every additional hour, a 12-hour day is going to be 60 minutes, Charles Manius. Every additional hour, whether it's up or subtracted, whether you subtract the hour or is going to be an hour 60 minutes. If you take that extra 60 minutes, you take 60 divided by 12 and you get 5. So every additional hour means your Shalos Manias is going to be 5 more minutes, which means that a 13-hour day is going to be 65, and a 14-hour day is going to be 70, and an 11-hour day is going to be 55, and a 10-hour and 24-minute day, right, is going to be, well, if 10 hours is going to be 50, and I got 24 minutes, 24 minutes divided by 12 is 2, so this is going to be 52 minutes, right, without going through the whole process of multiplying up. Okay, so a 10-hour and 24-minute day, such as sunrise at 6, and the sun sets at 4:24, right, that's a 10-hour and 24-minute day, so the Shal Zmanis is going to be 52 minutes. Now, in Kriya Shema, we have a very important machlokes between the Gra, it's actually the Shita Gra and Rav Shulchan Aruch, once again hold alike, like we just had with. Okay?
That's just one Kriya Shema, it's every Shema.
It's every Shema, right? They're machlokes. How do you figure out the day? So till now, we've been figuring it out from sunrise till sunset. Everybody have a problem? Because we're going to come back over and over again. Anyone want me to repeat another example of how to figure out Shal Zmanis? No, good. The Shita of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that you don't figure it out from sunrise to sunset. You figure it out from Alois to Shkia. The taste. Now, let's go to Ezra's turn away, because that's until I came to the Israel, that's the only way I knew. And that is that your day begins 72 minutes before sunrise, and your day ends at 72 minutes after sunrise. Well, let's go back to our 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. day, and
that's it.
What did I do?
72 after sunset.
Okay, 72 after sunset. Which means, let's take a 6-to-6 day. Right, which was a simple day. Let's see what happens here. Okay. If the sun rises at 6 a.m. Sun rises at 6 a.m. and sets at 6 p.m. Okay? Sun rises at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So, okay, hour one is from 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. This is my Kriya Shema from 9 a.m. So we're still good? Good. Now, according to the Gra, right, according to the Gra and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have it till 9 a.m. Kriya Shema. What?
Yeah, it's 5.
Okay? However, if you go like the Magen Avraham Shita, you begin your day, what time? 72 minutes before sunrise, which is 4:48 a.m. And you end your day at what time?
7:12
p.m. And that's how I figure out my day. So now how long is this day? Well, if you begin the day at 4:48 a.m. and you go till 7:12 p.m., so